With God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Nesta'inuhu wa astaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi azza wa jalla. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is to say that all the praise is due to God, the evolve of all worlds. We believe in him. We put our faith and our trust in him. He does not waver in what we have put faith in. We also bear witness that Muhammad the Prophet, the pairs, peace be upon him, is his last servant and messenger. First of all, we want to thank Allah for giving us the ability to be here. The health that we have, the opportunity that we have to share this community life together, the wonderful meal that we have, the wonderful company that we're keeping today. Our community is beautiful. Our sisters look beautiful. Our brothers look beautiful. The future is bright for us. Allah is with us and he has never left us. So I want to begin to talk about our community life. So, and we want to thank those who are visitors with us, who are participating in this program as well. And so we use the term non-Muslim, but that's just really language. For we know that every person is born on the pattern of the human life that God gave him, and it is their environment that gives them, him or her, the other names. So really, everyone in here is really our brother and our sister, and we are all servants of Almighty God. So that term is just really what we're using to identify that someone may not be familiar with the ideology that we follow, but in the soul, we are all one. So we want to start with our community life. And so for us as Muslims, we believe that God is the authority. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, God Most High in the Quran says, he who has the power, does he not have the ability to command? And so, and he says that he created the human being in the mold that he's in. He's given him his five senses. He's given him a place to live. He's caused him to be born out of the womb and the belly of his mother and be fed by his mother. Does this one not recognize that he did not cause that himself? And in acknowledging that, is the one who made that possible for him qualified to lead him into the complete life that has been destined for him? So God says in the Quran, for us as Muslims on the Yom al-Jum'ah, the day that we gather together on Fridays, he says, and fas'au, leave off the business, wadurul bay, leave off the trade, and rush to dhikrullah, rush to think on God. So when we're talking about community life, we're not just talking about some spiritual idea that we have. We're talking about a physical manifestation of how our life should be organized, lived, and carried out. And that should be a model to qualify us to be the servants of God. And so those who seek to follow God in the right way have some physical example on how to see the life that they should live. So in this diagram we want to talk about community life. Imam Muhammad rahmatullahi alayhi said, Allah wants us to carry both the human interest and the material interest. So here we have the picture of the earth and the system of the universe. A lot of times for us, religion is just what we think. But we know that in the way that Islam is presented to us, that God says, he says, he detests those who say the things that they don't do. So we're not just people who are suspended in animation in space, and all we have is ideas, but we have no material reality to demonstrate that our faith in God has to manifest in our works and our behaviors. We have a life to complement that. So God gives us an example of Abraham. And for the sake of time, I'll just go ahead and read the English here. But as you can see, this is Surah 2 and 260. So if you want to look at the Arabic and study that, you can, and in fact, you should. And this should be another topic in our Ta'aleem sessions. But here he says, and when Abraham said, my Lord, show me how thou give life to the dead.
He said, what? And do you not believe? He said, yes, but that my heart may be at ease. He said, then take four birds, then train them to follow you, then place them on every mountain, a part of them, then call them, they will come to you flying, and know that Allah is mighty and wise. So here, God is giving Abraham the physical dynamics of how to bring a material community life into existence. Now mind you, Abraham, in his role, Imam Muhammad rahmatullah alayhi said, Abraham in his role represents the thinking aspect of man, going out and taking his curiosity to form logical conclusions and make connections and then act on those connections that he has made. So when God has given us this example, then we're supposed to have a material environment to reflect this abstract idea. So in that, he says that he guided Muhammad. Tabi'u millata Ibrahim Hanifa. So he guided Muhammad to the path of Abraham. So it's saying that whatever Muhammad is following this particular pattern. That means that God gives us a physical idea, but we have to take that physical idea and produce a reality that supports that. So it's not just a bunch of ideas and no action, right? And it's just not action without organization. It's not just action without discipline. It's not action without structure. It's not action without cooperation. All of these things that are required in a community life, you see those examples in the life of Abraham. So in this particular point, he says that he's following the example of Ibrahim. So here, we want to talk about the example. So in the ayat before, it says that he came upon a city that was all in ruin. Now we know some cities right now in the United States of America that look like this. It looked like the people just left and left the buildings there, and the buildings are falling down because they have been neglected and unattended to. Right? So then he starts talking about how Abraham needs to bring the four birds, and all of these things are physical examples on what we need to do to bring back the life of a people who has been neglected. Right? So when you see a building, you can't think of a building by itself, because a building cannot come into existence without people. What building came up by itself? People build buildings. So when you see an example of a building, you see an example of a person that first had an idea, and then they put that idea to work, and they use the material environment to build a shelter for themselves. Now what you see here is a community that has decadence, that has neglect, that has despair. And what happens in all of these cities is when the people move out, the builders come in. They buy this property for absolutely nothing and then raise the cost of living to live in this same area to four times that amount. So when people want to come back and try to live in this area, they can't afford it.
That's right.
Now, our religion is not coming to give us some emotional peace. It's not a drug. It's a vivid idea so that we can live and be able to have a physical example of the life that we're supposed to have. And this is the challenge that our youth have to address. That's why we're so happy that they're here today, because when they start mentioning Islam, they're going to be asked about, what is it producing? What are you doing with your Islam? How is your Islam serving this society? And be sure that God has not given us a religion not to serve the society that the religion is supposed to help and uplift. So here, this is not just a town, this is a people that souls have been neglected. Minds have been neglected. Bodies have been neglected. Spirit has been neglected. And so now, these people are in need of a resurrection. We want to add a little comedy here. So here this person looks like his life is gone, and Martin and Cole trying to bring the man back. Right. That's the condition of some of our communities. They have no banks in them. They're closing down the schools. The children have to go across town to another school. Right. The housing is run down, dilapidated. The people can't afford the housing. Right. So what kind of community life are we supposed to have? And when we say community life, we mean community life that we are responsible for, not community life that somebody takes the money out of our tax and decide how we're supposed to have products in the community that serves us. So here in this next line, he says, and train these four birds. So the four birds represent the pillars that support a society. You have culture, education, business, and government. And what we'll do here is give a little bit of elaboration on each of these pillars so that we can kind of have some material as we move forward here. So number one we're going to look at is culture. Now, I want to thank Sister Alaya. She actually put the physical pieces together. She did a beautiful job. We're going to leave it up there for our children to look at this. So he has the peacock, meaning culture. Now, one of the things that you'll notice about the peacocks is that the feather spreads real wide. Now, most of y'all think that that's a female peacock, but that's a male peacock. Mm-hmm. This ain't about a man-woman thing. It's about understanding the roles and the dynamics and how we need each other. And what we think we understand about our roles, we don't understand them at all. No, so his feathers are spread wide. His influence is spread wide. His protection is spread wide so that the female has protection behind him. This is a symbol of us in Juma in our prayer. That's why the women are behind, not because they're inferior, but because the man has to have the protection for the community because the Quran is out front. Matter of fact, if he don't have a Quran, he's not in the front. The Quran is the leader. The word, what's that mean for us, for those who don't understand? That means the word of God is the leader for our life. Because the word of God is justice. It is man that falls short in following the word of God. God is not lacking in anything. Yes, sir. So here you have the culture. Then you have the education. We put the owl up here because the owl represents one that can see very well. Mm-hmm. But one is also curious and intelligent. Beautiful eyes. Look at the fellas. Then you have business. That's the hummingbird right there. Mm-hmm. Hummingbird is known for how fast the wings fly. The hummingbird is known that the wings and inevitably never really stop. They're always moving. Our business life is like I was a cat. The term a cat means that the money flows, not you put it in a box and the box stay there till next Friday. It means that that money is supposed to go to the needy. It's supposed to be invested in opportunities to bring jobs and income, and not just jobs, but industries to be able to give people quality way of life. So that hummingbird represents that. Now that last one. The eagle is known not only for his vision, but the power of his wings. Me and my daughter were talking about birds once, and she was talking about how powerful the falcon is, and how that it can fly farther distance than the pigeon. The pigeon can inevitably has the wind, but it has to take breaks. But that eagle can fly, and when the wind is hard, that eagle can stay in the air and you don't have to hit the ground. See, that, and then when an eagle see it, it can pick up objects that are bigger than its weight. So the eagle is like an ant in the air. You know, the ant is, I'm talking to these youngsters because, you know, when they in school, they just be thinking they need to just do the homework. We have to make sure that they understand that everything they learn is so that they can be the leader in their society and be able to produce with that knowledge and not be under the footstool of somebody else.
Yes,
so this eagle is like the ant in the air. It can fly long, it can fly hard, it can endure wind, and it has vision. And so therefore the eagle doesn't get tired like the other birds. It's the strongest bird in the air. The eagle does not fatigue. What does Allah say? He does not sleep, he does not slumber, and fatigue never overtakes him. So if fatigue never overtakes God, then you best believe he will fortify his community to be able to serve those needs no matter how physically tired their bodies are. So we have the picture. Now we want to get to culture. Now, I want to address culture this way. Sometimes we only think of culture as music. That's not our fault. That's what they want you to think culture is, just music and clothes and food. It's not your fault. It's all they give you because that's all they want you to know. Music, culture, and food. But Allah gives a definition of culture that is inherent. He gives culture as a way of thinking. Your culture is how you think, and how you think is expressed in what food you eat.
All right, break it down.
What clothes you wear, who you marry, what you teach your children, where you live, what kind of businesses you have in your community, what kind of boss you are, What kind of boss you choose to work for. And who's the Muslim's boss? Allah. And if a man don't reflect that, he is not qualified to tell us anything, no matter what title he gives himself. See, in Islam, we elect our leaders. And those leaders have to be qualified. And the term imam means someone that comes from the community and has the interest of the community. And that imam is serving the role of the natural mother, merciful, with the knowledge. Merciful. A mother will fight for her children. If the man is not there, she will fight for her children. The imam has to fight for his community, not with his mouth. He got to fight with his heart. Because sometimes, like that eagle, that wind is pushing, pushing, and pushing. And it don't look like the shore is anywhere close. But Allah says that's when I'll give that man, I'll add strength to his strength. And he'll be able to reach the shores, even though it looks like it's in the far distance. So he has this culture, mathematics. You think it's a coincidence that our children doing poor in math? I'm not just talking about our children. Statistically, in the United States, in terms of all other nations, we're not even in the top 25. We're like 27 in math. For all of the power, for all of the resources, for these, we 27th in math. And 30, we 30th in reading. 40th in science. But we the mightiest nation in the world. Mighty in what? That's just something for you to think about. So we have geography here. That means that our culture extends across the world. And for some of us who have been disconnected from our history, our culture didn't just start here on these shores of America. No, we had members that come from other nations and other tribes, and they had civilization and they had culture, and that was taken from them. So God, in his effort, in his infinite wisdom and mercy, gives us an opportunity to get our culture back. So now this picture here is art. It says Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and this last picture here, this is well-being. How are you going to be strong and your eating habits are poor? Diabetes.
That's right.
Right? It started off with fats, and then they overloaded everything in the diet with concealed sugar by a different name.
That's right.
They call it sweetener, but it's sugar. It's designed to make you dependent on some drug just to get up out of bed in the morning. It's a design plan, and if we don't advise ourselves better, we won't be fit to carry out the work. So this last one here is architecture. It's the ability to be able to perceive construction. Now in the Quran, Allah gives chapters, and those chapters have names. And one of the chapters in the Quran is called the Bee. The bee is very, very good at geometrics. It's very, very good in terms of how it designs its honeycomb. As a matter of fact, the air condition in our homes comes from the bee, but man makes you think that he came up with that idea, but he stole it from God. And God says in the scriptures before, will a man rob God?
Yes, sir.
Will he take God's knowledge and claim it for himself and make you think that you are slow and he is quick? When all he did was keep you from the knowledge that God is your master and make you put him as the master instead of God. Yes, and instead makes you a slave. Education. Now what we want to talk about with education is, trivia question, who knows what school this is? Anybody? This is actually Harvard. Okay, good guess. This is actually Howard University.
Howard.
Yes.
One of the H's.
One of the H's. What I want to talk about with education is, we think buildings. People build schools. Schools don't come up by themselves. Stay with the concept. People have to build schools. Schools come from structure and institution and vision, like that eagle. So when we talk about education, we're talking about structured systems of producing thinkers and producing knowledge bases that people can act on what they learn and not just be glorified mummies. Meaning that for all the education we have, why are the jobs dried up? It's a good question. All this knowledge we have, we got these. But the employment rate for some races is 30% unemployment. Those people can read. Those people went to school. Those people took out loans. And they can't make a living beyond flipping burgers. Interesting. We'll cover that, but these are to provoke thought for the workshops to come. I wanted to talk about tangibility. This book is called Basic Keys to Learning Quranic Arabic by Imam Kazim Ahmed. This is tangible evidence of study and structure. But it's from someone that is in our community that has paid the price to produce education for our community. This is one of my favorite books. And the book has been revised, by the way, and I'm not doing an advertising for him, but this book has been revised. He's made improvements on this book. He has examples of hadiths, and he has examples on how to make the Arabic learn easy. And I want to bring your attention to the page that's important here, that talks about the makhraj, the origin of a letter. Page 7. It talks about how letters are formed. Still on education. Okay? Each letter in the Arabic language is formed in a way that it is supposed to produce a specific type of communication to the brain that the brain was created to respond to when it gets that signal.
All right.
You gotta understand, the Quran is not music. It is intuitive commands for the mind and the soul to respond to what God has given it in its potential and produce institutions of higher learning.
Yes, sir.
We need more books from us. Right? Structured knowledge that we can take and pass on to our children. Tangible evidence that we have not only taken the Quran in our physical manifestations, but we've taken the Quran in our brain and our hearts, and we're working with the Word of God to produce a future for ourselves. So this is evidence of structured knowledge. Last point on education that's very important. One of the great myths about education is that education is something that someone puts into you. The root word of education means it's something that's drawn out of you. It's something that you already possess.
Mm-hmm.
What is happening in education, if you look across the globe, is it is failing in its essence to produce free thinkers.
Mm.
Here's the system. You have education that they use for education, but it's really training.
Yes, sir.
And then you have education that really frees you as a thinker.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the difference. Number one, we'll call it Islamic education, but let's call it natural education. Natural education not only produces a free thinker, but it also creates an inherent character in the person that their character reflects the great knowledge that they have. So you don't see the hypocritical, the hypocrisy. A man got PhDs, but he's doing harmful things to his people, harmful things to his children, harmful things to her husband, harmful things to her. But they got all of this knowledge, but their behavior is no better than a giraffe. But they got all this knowledge, and some of them are our bosses, for crying out loud. So what the Quran does is address education in terms of reforming the character of the person so that the character responds to the education, and not only are you smart in the mind, but your behavior reflects a dignified human being. That's the evidence that this education has. And so we're going to have workshops that talks about that. And one more thing. So education also addressed the psychology of culture. And what has happened to us is we have been fed a warped psychology of self, starting with the warped psychology of our career.
Yes, sir.
Business.
Mm-hmm.
Dubai. Who said that?
Mm.
Dubai. I don't want to belittle any of our African-American leaders, so I won't mention them by name. They're doing the best they can with the knowledge that they have. We're not trying to beg anybody to hire us. What we're trying to do is create institutions so that we can employ people who qualify for the job that must be done. So we have to create institutions ourselves. And this is a manifestation of business life. So business life is creating an opportunity where people can have a talent and find a way to express that talent and get paid in such a way that that talent can be duplicated and that person can be compensated in a just manner. That's just an example of business. government. When Abraham asked Allah to show him how to bring the dead back to life, he's not talking about dead bodies. He's talking about, how do I bring back a spirit in my people that has died for advancement? How do I bring back a spirit in my people that has died in serving you, O my Lord? How do I bring back a spirit in my people that has died in being able to see that they can do for self? How do I bring back a desire in my people that they can cooperate with each other and not be at war with each other and be able to do something productive for the society that they're in? So that's when God gives them the answer. He says, entrain these four birds. Now, Imam Muhammad rahmatullahi alayhi says these four birds, they represent the seat of intelligence reaching its potential in all of these aspects: science, math, business, government, family life. And as we come to this last slide, we'll make these points and stop on this last slide about, so for our children, we did this exercise in Austin in one of Sunday classes. We asked our youth to get up and they said, listen, it was a big old white boy, say, what do you need in your community? What do you want in your community? What do you see that you should have in your community? These are just to name a few. Habib Homes. WDM School. It doesn't have to be that name, but a school that represents the education that conforms the character of the mind, soul, and body so that that person is a civilized person coming out of that school. But not just on the elementary level, on the collegiate level. We need youth centers. We need a place where our children can go and be able to cultivate that knowledge. We got to put that fitness center in there. We can't do this work if we're not in good health. Right? This was a good one. The Biha Farms. Where are we getting our meat? What are they putting in our meat? Whole Foods. Our masjid. A masjid is a place for sajda, Allah says in the Quran. It's a place where you go and that place reflects the power of God. And our masjid is that masjid, Kareem's Coffee Shop. We want to be able to go in the morning and have our money circulate in our neighborhood. This is an old talk, but the knowledge is universal. Wherever we're spending our money, and I'm asking our children this, wherever you're spending your money, ask yourself, is the place that I'm spending my money doing anything to help my family with the objectives that they have in supporting me? Fatima's Fashions. Islamic Theater. We want to complain about the music that they're pouring in our children's ears. What type of studios, what type of theaters, what type of art are we giving them to help them conform to the Islamic ideology and not succumbing to what they have in their environment? They have no choice. And if we don't give an alternative, this is exactly what we're going to see. More of the same. Brothers Barbershop. Sakina's Resorts. I like this one. Taha Technologies.
That's right.
We want our children to respect this religion, but we're not using the religion to communicate to them that the technology that they're using comes from the mind of some person, and that mind could be theirs. Islamia Health Systems. Oh, this one is neat. Bilal Bank and Investments.
Yeah.
We want to have businesses. Our businesses should be in the businesses of producing businesses. Loans, where people can not only have a small store, but have a franchise. Al Furqan Courthouse. We see on the news now, injustice after injustice after injustice, and all they want you to think is that if you just get a Republican, your problems will go away.
Come on.
Adel Police Station. Uh-oh. Do you know in the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they didn't have a police?
No, sir.
The people were able to govern themselves. We think that they want to present Islam as a threat in the religion. No. They don't want this lifestyle, because this lifestyle will make people conform to a better way of life, and they will conform to a high authority, and they will reform and be a more productive society. And some of those businesses who have been around for generations will be out, and new businesses will come in. Al-Bareed Firehouse.
Mm-hmm. Put out the fire.
Put out the fires. And this is just an example of our community life. And I wanted to begin to close here because I don't want to go over time. So I'm going to read some comments from Imam Muhammad rahmatullahi alayhi about community life. So Abraham asked, how do you bring the dead back to life? And then Allah asked him, do you not believe? And he said, no, so I can have a sound heart, qulb.
Yes, yes.
Imam Muhammad said that the heart represents the seat of intelligence and the faculties to understand. Imam Muhammad said, when we get better knowledge and better understanding, we will see with our heart differently than the way we see with our eyes. So in our heart, we will see not a dilapidated community. We'll see a community that has this in it. Although in the eyes, it looks dilapidated, but in the heart, this is the finished product. That's the kind of vision we have to give our children right now for the condition of our community right now. So even with their eyes, it looks like the physical manifestations are not there, but their heart will show them that the community life is on its way. Last comment. Our heritage. There was a product in the heritage that goes this way. It's called the heritage cycle. I'll give this, and this will be the last point. It's called the heritage cycle. It says this. When you understand, you learn to value. When you learn the value of something, then you learn to care for it. When you learn to care for it, then you enjoy it. Once you enjoy it, then you have the thirst to understand it more. So we have to ask ourselves, what's missing in our children in terms of this circle? Where's the link? Where's the chain broken? And now we need to have a collaborative effort with them, and we're going to get to the workshop to find out with them, where have we lost this cycle, so we can pass that Islamic heritage to them. May Allah bless us to have a prosperous future. May Allah bless us to have a prosperous life. May Allah bless us to see better and see that a brighter future is just beyond the horizon. Peace be upon you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.